If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Joel Spencer from PermaSeal, Mike Epping, CenterGuard Plumbing, and Stephen A. Leahy from OPEM Tax Advocates. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We got a packed show, so let's light this candle out. What, buddy, how many miles in Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We got a packed show. Let's go around the horn here. We'll go the person with the most hair. That would be Jeremy. How are you, Jeremy? We got a lot of follow-up challenge.
That's how we're,
most to the least.
That's how we're going to rate it. It's just based on your hair follicles.
Yeah, Mike.
Hold on.
I mean, Epping.
Poor Steven. I mean, he's kind of the best.
I'm last. I'll be last.
I haven't seen Epping without a hat on.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, let's see.
I don't know what's going on.
I have to say, I think hair is overrated.
Oh, hey, that's a pretty full head of hair right there.
Nice.
So Epping's going second, for sure.
For Kevin. I mean,
freshly coiffed over there. Very, very nicely done. He gets a nice haircut, then puts a hat on.
Yeah, that's surprising. You do have a nice head of hair. Why are you covering it up? It's the CenterGuard Plumbing. Got it. It's a hat. Got it.
What are we talking about?
I'm just here for you. I'm here for the listeners. If you have questions about your home, idiosyncrasies, or anything, feel free to call or text us.
Megapros.com.
Since Roy hasn't been here in about 7 months, let's bring him on. Roy, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We'll this is a radio show.
Radio show. Your son's
WGN.
Son's been crushing it while you've been wherever, traveling.
I'm just so glad to see you're still in the air.
They didn't cancel us yet.
This is awesome.
Roy, you and me both, buddy. You never know. Line 13, you don't want line 12. You don't want line 12 going off because that's the big man. And then when 11 goes off, that's Mary. So when you see 12, 11 and 12 go, it could be...
We're in trouble.
That could be the end. Just letting you know, Roy.
She's sitting at home listening with her finger on the button.
Actually, her dad is. And then her dad calls Mary and says, you won't believe what this guy
is. Yeah, you got to call in right
Forget
now.
About
you
got to
do something about
You know, get
show.
Dean, wake up Dean in the green room. It's about time. What are we talking? It's cold.
It
Holy
is.
Smokes.
It's freezing. You know, it really is, literally. And and we know the worst is yet to come. I mean, it's mid-December, let's be real. So we're talking about insulation. We were fortunate enough or smart enough or whatever. A year ago, we got involved in insulation. We started our insulation program there. And it's just like a perfect storm for that. You know, we've got, you know, weather. We've got high utility bills. We got rebates available. And building science and insulation has never been better. So it's just... In my mind, it's a slam dunk. Everybody should be looking at their insulation.
Phone number?
800-421-SEAL.
Mr. Epping, what are we talking about today, buddy? Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. We're going to be talking about some tips to try to avoid frozen and broken pipes. And then I've got a new water heater special coming for people that have power vents instead of old-style water heaters. So
Ooh,
I'm excited about
nice.
That.
I'm excited to learn what a power vent is.
There you go.
So there you go. For listeners, stay in your lane.
Okay.
95% of listeners are like, damn straight, Hochberg. I have no idea what you're talking
that's,
about.
I don't Thanks. Know if that's 95%. Man they just of, listen to Lou. There's no way it's 95%. I
man
bet
of the
50.
People. Man of the people.
50%.
Okay. Lou's on early. People are waking up. Now they're fully awake. They're like power vents. That's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Got
phone
it.
Number?
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
Pick Lay up. I told him 8 o'clock. He's like 8:05.
Well, sure.
Ran into a ton of traffic. So I'm like 8 o'clock next time. He's like 8:05.
He's on attorney time.
Right. He's on attorney. He's going
to
bill
charge you for the 5 minutes for sure. He had to.
$4,000.
Exactly.
Mr. Lee, what are we talking about?
My favorite subject. I'm going to tell you about the IRS and why you can never forget about them now because they're coming after everybody all the time.
Let's not fear monger us.
No, it's a fact.
It's
a fact. If our listeners want to reach you, what?
I'm not afraid of the IRS, though.
Well, that's why you're here.
I fight back against the IRS.
Fight back now.
Go to fightbacknow.com.
Fight back now. Fight back now.
You got it on the board.
Fight back now.
I just, as I'm driving.
Fight back
that's
now.
That's what you listen to.
Fight back now.
I do that.
Fight back now.
Some then, road rage. Then,
it's that gets me home.
Yeah.
There's that little boy now going crazy.
I know. There's this little boy in his diaper going.
Fight back now.
Running around the house.
Fight back now.
Yeah. I got honked at by a bus, and Steve's like, how does that feel? I'm like, so it doesn't feel so good. So then as I was passing the bus, I gave him a little toot, and like, there, right back at you this morning. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Steve, if our listeners want to reach you, what's the best number?
Fightbacknow.com.
Okay. All right, Kleppen, are you there real quick before we hit the break?
In fact, I am.
All right, Mazur made the cut. I just want to let you know, I had a flashback.
Yeah. Hey, Mazur is a good guy. He's worth it, man.
Let's not push it. But, yeah, Home Sweet Home Chicago. I'm going to take a quick break, come back with the center guard mailbag after these messages.
Hey, let's see what topics we got in the old mailbag, huh?
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago's mailbag, brought to you by Center Guard Plumbing.
My baby is a road man and a
mail call.
Mail call.
Center Guard Plumbing. This is one of my favorite segments.
And he's here.
And he's here.
And so he's here. Live, pressure. In person.
I think it is the favorite segment.
I hope it's a good mailbag.
Yeah.
It always is. Or this should be exceptional.
Or else there goes
the sponsorship. Yeah, the bar is really high.
Or else there goes the sponsorship. Okay. We'll start out with Peter. 66. No income. No credit. Running out of money. Living in a $250,000 home. Paid off. Inherited the house from his parents, who have both been passed on, are deceased. He hasn't had a job in like 4 years. He's running out of money. He wanted to get a reverse mortgage. I'm like, well, that's great. Where's your income? I don't have any. Why not? I'm waiting until I'm 67 to get the extra $300 from Social Security so I get an extra bump. He's like, wow. That's great. But if you take out the reverse mortgage without any income, they're going to do a life expectancy set aside and essentially take all of the money that you're going to get back, put it into a fund to cover the taxes and the insurance.
And you get nothing.
Yeah. Which he needs to live. He's run out of money. I'm like, how about getting a job? Sure. I don't want to do that. I'm like, okay.
Wow, cool challenge.
I'm like, okay. So we got another one coming up with this. Uh-huh. All right. Like this. So I said, Pete. Maybe you have to call Social Security, get Social Security. When you get Social Security coming in, I'll hook you up with Kane County Teachers Credit Union. We'll pop out a HELOC, get a little older. Then we'll convert everything into a reverse mortgage when you qualify for more. So if you're 66 with no credit and no income, you might want to think about having some credit. Okay? Just something. Maybe a Team Hochberg secured credit card with KCTCU to build your credit. So I'm off to a roaring start.
Got it.
I got Johnny here. This is a good one. 25 years old. You're going to love this one. Okay, 25-year-old young man, Ray. Roy, you haven't been here so long, it's now Ray.
That's his Florida name.
You can call me Ray, you can call me Roy. John's 25 years old, lives in the United States, wants to open up a coffee shop on the island of St. Thomas, which is a U.S. Virgin Island.
Wow.
I go, okay. He's looking for a commercial loan. I go, okay. He's like, how much money do you have? I got about $5,000. He's like, how much will I need? I go, probably 50%. He's like, why so much? I'm like, because it's the island of St. Thomas.
Yeah, how are you going
to
get?
Okay, yeah. It's the U.S. Virgin Islands. I used to go there. My in-laws used to take us there. I went there 10 years straight. I know the island like the back of my hand. Okay?
It's not that big.
It's not that big.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got Red Hook on one side, and you got where the cruise ships come in the other, and it's just mountains in between.
Yeah.
I said, okay, how much experience do you have
working
at a coffee shop? Never worked at a coffee shop. Have you ever owned a coffee shop? Never owned a coffee shop.
Does he drink coffee?
I'm like, do you drink coffee?
I don't
coffee?
Even like coffee.
I've got a high tolerance. I don't have a tolerance for caffeine. So I go, you're 25. You have no money. You've never worked at a coffee shop, and you want to own a coffee shop in St. Thomas. He's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, well, you've got aspirations. That's very good. I applaud you, but you're going to have to find a lender on the island of St. Thomas that's going to do that loan. So
that's the only way.
That's the only way.
Okay.
That or a bank here, but who's going to give you a loan if you don't have any experience? You don't even know.
Or capital.
Who's going to give you capital if you don't know how
I mean, I would love to see his business plan.
Close your eyes. 312-981. There's his business plan. Okay?
My best guess would, his best chance would be to go to the government because they're
there we go.
Oh, Big Daddy.
Give you loans. Yeah, they don't care. What do they give? Student loans, you know, $250,000. This kid's got no job.
No credit, no job.
So they should, you know, fund this coffee shop. Sure.
If you had Roy ripping on the government in under 10, in under 30 minutes, in the first 30 minutes, cash your tickets.
Nice.
Right.
Leahy, the Home Sweet Home Show punch list.
Right. Leahy, we got the odds. Sure. Okay. Here's another guy. Okay. This guy's name is Michael. 40. I feel bad for this guy.
Okay.
Steve, I talked to you about this guy. He's listening right now. 40 years old. He works at a factory. He makes about 40 grand a year. Okay. His wife is at home taking care of her father who has cancer. So she's getting subsidized by the state to stay at home to take care of his father.
Yeah.
Of her father.
Yeah.
Okay, guy's working his rear end off. He owes $180, $185 on a $375,000 home. Lining up pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. So far, I'm digging this conversation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, we can make things work.
I got a lot of options here. $180, $85, $370. I got a lot of room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's currently in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. Not a big deal. Nope, some other lenders would run from that. I run into the, I see the fire, I run into it. I'm like a firefighter. I'm a mortgage firefighter. I go into the flame.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, I've got tools. Okay. I've got a lot of equity. I've got some income. I've unfortunately, they're having challenges with his in-laws and you know his father-in-law. Okay. I'm like, okay, let's go. He's like, I've missed two mortgage payments. I go, when are you out of the chapter? When are you going to pay off the 13th? I'm scheduled to pay off the 13th. This coming July. I see the finishing line. I got 7-8 months to go. He missed two mortgage payments, Stephen A. Leahy, in the past 5 months. Oh, one gosh. Torpedo, two torpedoes.
Wow.
He listens every Saturday. And I'm not making fun of him.
I'm just using
him as an example. If you are having these I'm like, why didn't you call me sooner? If you are having these challenges, you've got $180,000 mortgage on a 375 home. You've got income. You've got a ton of equity. What's going on? He's like, yeah, I put it off. Steve, what happens when you miss two mortgage payments, Mr. Bankruptcy Attorney?
Well, then the mortgage company will bring a motion to relieve from stay, they call it, so they can go with foreclosure.
Mm-hmm. No way. Yeah. That fast? Just two?
Well, technically, if you only have to miss one payment, right, and you're in default.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's a good point.
Now, they might not, because it does cost some money to do that, so they might give them some room. I'd say three payments, you're really in trouble. They might come up with some.
Here's the challenge. Any mortgage professional is dead in his tracks. When you have a late mortgage payment, you have to wait at least 12 months for an FHA loan.
At least 12 months.
It's 12 months.
Wow.
Assuming you don't blow your credit up, okay?
Yeah.
So that's the challenge that we have. So I will put this out there. Mike, how are we doing so far? Are you happy with the segment?
Yeah, I'm enjoying
it.
Okay,
that's good. Thank God.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. That's why he came in
sponsoring
here.
Sponsoring this segment.
Yeah. 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 Roy's like, if he drops, I'm in.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. If you are having financial challenges, like our friend here, you need to call before you miss that payment. You know you are going to miss that payment. You know you have 40 cents in your bank account. You know you can't make that payment. And by running yourself into the rocks is not helping me or any other mortgage professional to be able to help you.
Do you think he's just looking at it like, hey, there's no way things can happen that fast?
I do not know.
I mean, okay, so then here would be my question. How fast can he, or anyone? Let's say someone.
I could get a loan done in 30 days.
Okay.
I get a loan done in 3 weeks.
Okay.
If I have everything lined up, if he qualified.
Okay, now, if Barry's listening, my friend Barry
with the HELOC guy. If he qualified.
If he just pays his mortgage real quick, like both of them, I know that's hard to do with are we good?
We're still 12 months away. He's got to finish the bankruptcy in July. Yes, Roy?
So, Jeremy, I think you're on to something. I think that I've been there, in earlier days where you just, I can't pay all my bills.
Yeah. You're frozen.
You're prioritizing. Okay, what do I need to pay? And I don't think people, you're renting. Okay, well, the landlord,
I could figure that out.
Yeah, and it's going to take months and stuff. I can do that, and they're not going to turn my lights off. So you just what has to be paid?
Mortgage.
And people wouldn't think that. I wouldn't think that. Oh, well, the mortgage payment, I'm I got a 30-year mortgage. They're not going to worry about it. They don't know this. They don't know that penalty or the consequences. And sorry, but they also don't know that you can help them. You say, yes. Oh, I'm going to call David. Like, you're going to give them the money, but you have a way. You know, you can help them prioritize.
If they qualify. So yeah. I said, okay, so everybody who's listening at home runs their own P&L, profit and loss statement. Okay, the profit is your income. The L is all your expenses. Okay, I said, your L is greater than your P. You need to get a greater P to offset your L, which means you got to cut some expenses or you got to get another job. I said, obviously your wife can't work, right? Because she's taking care of her debt full time. Okay, can you get a part-time job? You have got to get off your tuchus and get a part-time job. He's working 40s at the factory. Okay, great. You got to get a part-time job. You got to bring more P in. You got to bring in more revenue in. So you could not make that late mortgage payment.
Do you know how alien the concept of working two jobs is to people these days? I mean, we grew up, that's what you did. If you wanted to get ahead, you wanted to break even, you got to get a second job. You're delivering pizzas.
The idea of 40-hour work weeks is not really a thing.
This whole generation has grown up. They don't. They what are you talking about getting a second job? That's so
how do I watch social media?
Well, I'm just telling you. A greeter at Walmart, okay? You know, you're getting 12 to 15, 12, 15, 18 bucks an hour.
Kind of an easy job.
I think they pay better than that, Dave.
My daughter's a hostess at a restaurant making $16 an hour. My 16-year-old, Mike Quick.
Yeah, the question I have is the discharge. I mean, before the bankruptcy's discharged, can you actually refinance?
Yes.
See, because I bet you most people out there don't realize that they think they're frozen until that gets discharged.
If you're in a Chapter 13, as long as you have equity in your home, which this listener does, you could do up to 80%. You have to pay off the remaining balance of the 13 and qualify based upon your income. But you're dead if you have late mortgage payments.
That was always the way we did Chapter 13s. I've done a lot of Chapter 13s. And you get people into the Chapter 13, and then if they have equity in your house, that's how they get out.
I got to take a break. I got to take a break. This segment was sponsored by the fine people at Center Guard Plumbing, the only plumbing company I trust to touch my pipes in my house. 312-981-7200. Roy shaking his head with disapproval, which means that's a great line. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and follow line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Roy Spencer coming back after the break. We like to play this drop every once in a while, if I could find it.
Winter is coming.
It's here. It is.
And winter is coming.
It's blipping here, buddy. You walk across that Columbus Avenue bridge, and that wind kicks up. It is a whole nother type of cold. And we're here, right? We've got another, 90 to 120-day stretch of just being miserable and being Chicagoans. And it is what it is. But you can help our listeners get through the next 120 days in more comfort and lower electric bills or heating bills or gas bills.
Yeah, come down to Florida.
Yeah.
For those of you Roy's who got plenty of room.
For those of you who can't escape this, and I did my 70 years of enduring the winter weather, and it's not, would you say, 60 or 90 days? It's 150.
At least.
All right. No, seriously.
I'm trying to make people feel good at the holiday season, Roy. Right. Well, you're just making them feel
right. I have some great news to help us get through the winter more comfortably and more economically, and that's insulation. Insulating specifically your attic and your basement, because the EPA estimates that 90% of our homes are under insulated.
So 90%?
90%, 9 out of 10. So odds are, if you're listening, you don't have proper insulation in your home. And it starts, like I say, the biggest culprit is the attic. And why is that? Because the air is being sucked up through your house through the stack effect, and which cause air, and you have vents in the attic that are literally pulling the air up through your house from the basement on up, and it goes right through the attic, and whatever insulation you have now is being sucked through your house. And it's the air movement, really, that's the culprit. I mean, you may not have proper amount of insulation, but it's like if you're cold and you have a, you're going to put a wool sweater on so you'll be warmer. But when the wind kicks up, it's like, why did I wear this? And so I'm going to get a 6-inch, thick wool sweater.
Still got holes in it.
And that's really the culprit. So obviously we have to have insulation help retain the heat and slow it down. But it's the air movement. And so how we do that is we start at the basement, make sure your rim joists isn't that's a second leading cause of energy loss is down in the basement. So we that's how we started the insulation, making basements more comfortable. But now I said, well, that's the second leading cause. Well, what's the first? And that is indeed the attic. So if you're not testing, you're guessing. And what I mean by that is you may feel like, and a lot of us feel like, our home's still cold. I got the thermostat turned up, and it still feels cold.
The T-stat up a couple degrees.
That's yeah, it. And then when you get your heating bill, you think, wow, this is ridiculous. My heating bill's too high. And they probably are, but it may not be. Maybe your home's well insulated, and it's just cold, and so you have the thermostat up. And so how do you know if you need more insulation? And the only way to know is to actually have your home tested. And that's what we do at PermaSeal. That's when we got into insulation, we wanted to do it better and do it different. So we learn the building science, and it really starts with measuring the problem. Do you have a problem? What size problem do you have? So most homes have air leakage, and we need that to breathe and let the home air circulate and things. But would you leave, David, if you had a window this size, like the size of a door, would you leave that open all year?
Well, it depends.
No, Dave might. Elise
no, absolutely.
Might not,
no, I, the answer is no, but a lot of our listeners might not know that window is causing them to have problems.
Exactly. And nobody would do that intentionally. I mean, it's 5 degrees out. I'm going to leave my window open. Of course you would. But that's what is happening when you have all these tiny little air leaks throughout your house. They add up to a size of a door or a window or whatever. So we measure and see what amount of energy leakage do you have in your home? And then we use thermal cameras and actually identify the source of these leaks. And inevitably, that takes us up to the attic. And when we get up the attic, we do an inspection. Obviously, you have to have R49. And a lot of homes were built before that was the code. A lot of time, that insulation is no longer functioning because it's gotten damp and wet and moldy. It's gotten old. It's deteriorated and things like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, when you get up there, say, oh, and then you start pulling it out, and you're pulling out, rodent feces and insects and things like that. The other day, we couldn't do the job because it was so wet that we found an active roof leak. The people didn't even know it hadn't started leaking into their house yet, but the insulation was absorbing it for months or years
cute
or whatever. So it's really important to have your attic inspected. And once we pull out all the old insulation, it's amazing. You get a nice, clean deck. And now we can get to all those air leaks that have to be sealed from the attic side that we were able to detect with our thermal cameras. So we use foam sealant and go and seal all the tiny cracks around the can lights, around the eaves and things like that.
And you show that report to the listener while you're in the house.
Yeah. So we will do a pretest, and we'll show them, here's the amount of air leakage you have. It's measured by turns of air. So we have this blower door test, and I'll tell you, well, you have nine air exchanges per hour. That's how the air is coming in and out of your house. Well, you're paying good money to heat that air. Mm-hmm. So you want that? Well, you want to lose that nine times an hour?
And condition it. So we had Igor on a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about just humidity levels, right?
Yep.
And especially in the wintertime. But you're also humidifying that air, which costs money, and just to go into your attic, which might not be the best idea because mold and moisture and condensation. So, I mean, think of that concept, too.
Well, that's the thing. Year-round. So in the summer, winter, you're losing this money, air that you paid to condition. And so, of course, once we seal that and then we put in the proper amount of insulation, now you're actually retaining that air inside the living space, okay? And so we can test afterwards, and we've been doing that recently, and we're finding last week we found two houses that we saved over 50% air leak, reduced their air leakage. So they went from one house had a 12 air changes per hour, and we reduced that to a 5.
Cool.
Another house had a 20. I mean, it was cold. It was legitimately drafty house. When we were done, it was like a 10.5.
Just from the attic?
Just from sealing the air sealant and putting adequate insulation in there.
How long does it take to do that audit, that blower test audit, and how soon after the audit's done can you and your crew get out there to plug all those holes?
Well, right now, the audit itself, and the blower door test and the thermal cameras, it takes about 30 or 40 minutes and things like that. But we will know then, we can tell you right then, this is the size of air leak that you have, and this is where it's likely coming from. And then we can get the crew out. We'll give you an estimate, free estimate. And then we can get the crew out right now, honestly, within a week or two. So, you know, the real brutal cold hasn't come yet, but this is a great time to get. It's a free estimate. It's a free audit, by the way. Mm-hmm. Only our company does that. And so it's costs you nothing to find out. But you're going to see the difference right away. And when the crew's done, the next day, you say, oh, you're actually going to feel more comfortable in your home. And in 30 days, you're going to see the difference in your utility bill.
Phone number for our listeners want to reach out to.
800-421-SEAL or permaseal.net.
You said something earlier, rim joyce and rodent feces. Those were Stephen A. Leahy's softball, 16 in softball. Jeez. Team's names when he was growing up.
Small
in the
world.
Championship. Yeah,
it's odd.
Big softball player.
Yeah.
Big, huge, as you could tell.
Huge
softball player. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with Mike Epping, Center Guard Plumbing, after these messages. 312-981-7200. The text messages are rolling in, Roy. We'll get to those later on the show. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This is Home from Chicago on 720 WGIP. Well, Mr. Epping, a texter sent in a picture of something without any message attached to it. What did the texter...
Here, question for Mike at Center Guard Plumbing. I have a Sloan toilet. It's at least 30 years old. As you can see, it's leaking. Repairable or needs replacing? Do you even know
that
toilet?
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
It's a Sloan pressure tank for the residential toilet. So, yes, it can be repaired, but I would highly ask you not to do that.
Why?
Just replace the toilet. Well, the problem is we can replace that part and it'll be fine, but that toilet is 30 years old, and the trap in the toilet is probably at least half closed from lime and calcium.
Okay.
So that's going to restrict the flush, and even if you have a power flush toilet, I wouldn't put the money into repairing it. I would just replace it for sure.
How much would it be to replace that?
That part right there, if we can even still get it, being 30 years old, they probably have a new model to replace it. But that's probably going to run $200 just for the part plus labor.
So how much is it to replace a toilet?
Yeah, if you want to go to a pressure assist toilet, you know, that toilet's probably going to cost $450, $500 plus labor. But for me, it's a no-brainer. I would not replace that.
Unless they have sentimental values.
Correct.
Maybe they're emotionally attached to their commode.
Yeah, but I mean, I live in Wisconsin, so I mean, they make really nice lawn decor.
Well, I've seen it.
I see people that plant flowers in them.
Yeah.
I mean, they really look nice on a front porch with some
Halloween decoration.
Or
you put like a mummy on it on the John.
Easter bunny popping
Easter
out.
Bunny.
I mean, it's cool. So, I mean, if you know, we tell the people we'll put the toilets we take out, we can either haul them away and charge them to throw it in the dumpster, or we can leave it out by the curb and the garbage will take it.
Uh-huh.
But there's a secondary market for old toilets. Lawn decor in Wisconsin.
That's just a hot tip.
I don't think my neighbors would be happy if I did.
No, you're not in Wisconsin.
No, I understand.
Yeah. Up at Bannockburn, you kidding? Those hidey-toity up there?
I mean, I'm thinking David for Christmas.
Absolutely.
I mean, a nice arrangement, a floral arrangement. Yeah. I mean,
well, it'll be Hanukkah, but it'll be blue and white flowers. It'll be fantastic.
Is there any concern with replacing it, like as far as flooring or as part, like any type of domino effect, if you will, by replacing that toilet that they would not want to do that?
I mean, if it's 30 years old, odds are it probably hasn't been pulled in 30 years, so they probably haven't had any flooring done.
Okay.
So the flange height is probably original.
Yep.
So yeah, you could, you know, if they've had the floor redone, you could have a flange issue.
Or but the outline
generally
of the
speaking,
old toilet. I mean, I don't know that toilet.
No,
that's
the whole thing.
Okay.
And you know it from what you do for a living, that if you get a bad, you know, ceramic flooring, you know, tile company or a bad wood floor guy or laminates, they'll just cut around. They won't pull the toilet. And
bad move.
And that's
the
just
worst.
A horrible situation.
Yeah, it's just the worst. And then they'll caulk it.
Yes.
So then you'll never know if there's a leak.
Yep.
You'll never know anything. Yeah.
Yep. And they just destroy everything.
Yes.
But yeah, I would replace that.
And typically those toilets are cast iron and you've got a scrapper rolling around the...
The toilets are cast iron?
No, the toilets aren't cast iron.
Aren't those toilets?
No, the porcelain.
You ever sat on one?
What are you jail style?
That's what he's
doing. I mean, where have you been?
Plumbing
Come on,
is cast
Hartford.
Iron.
I thought it was.
Like, I hated like embarrassing you on the air. I mean, you've never said anything wrong in the past. But,
I feel like I'm at home and I'm sitting around the dining room table with my
just
kids.
Sad.
Yeah. Now the flange could be cast iron, but the toilet itself, no.
Yeah.
stove cast is what we called in the scrap industry. We would take it, break it up, and send it back to foundries.
That was the plumbing.
Toilet?
Yes, the toilets and the tubs.
Ain't never heard of that.
I'm just okay. Listen, well,
cast,
all you.
The cast iron tubs, I could see
that's
that.
That's real.
But the toilets, you know, no.
Sink, cast iron.
I'm just telling
they're porcelain.
All of you professionals.
You know what? We're going to get to that. We're going to ask ChatGPT about this one.
A retired scrap iron and metal trader. I'm just telling you, we used to take that, put it under a 10-pound ball, and Stephen A. Leahy is ChatGPT in it right now.
Well, like and Mike said, that you probably were getting, because you were on the south side, you were probably getting from Cook County Jail.
Oh, here
and
we
those
go.
Probably aren't.
All right, let's go into the water heater special real quick, but we got a break here coming up, and I want to get it out.
All right, how much time do I got?
You've got about a minute and a half before the break.
All right.
And we'll come back and plug it the entire
time. Yeah, no, this is, this year, obviously, we've ran a very, very aggressive atmospheric vent or standard water heater program. It was very successful. I want to thank everyone that took advantage of that and saved themselves a lot of money. So what I was thinking about doing is I didn't want to run anything that we had ran previously. So I'm going to offer something to the people that couldn't take advantage of the sale that we had a few months ago. So this is going to be power vents. Okay. And David asked a good question earlier. What is a power vent water heater? So if you look at your water heater and it's plugged in, and it has a blower fan on top of it, and then it's ran in white PVC versus having, you know, galvanized steel venting. If it's plugged in, it's a power vent water heater.
Okay.
So what this special is for people that have those. Now, it's probably only 30% of the customers out there, but I thought if we were going to offer that to, you know, the other people, I should, you know, these people should have an opportunity to save some money too. So this is incredible pricing. What we're going to do is on a 40-gallon power vent, a standard installation. We're going to supply and install that for $17.95.
Okay.
$18.95 for a 50-gallon for a standard installation, and that's saving you hundreds of dollars. Most of our competition on a 40-gallon power vent's over $2,500.
I've seen 4K.
Yeah, you will. It depends on who you call.
Yeah.
But this is exceptional pricing on a power vent water heater.
Phone number.
We're going to run that through the end of January.
Phone number.
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
Your guy Kevin next to you almost fell off his chair. He's like, you're giving the shop away, for God's sake. Yeah, there goes your Hanukkah bonus, buddy. All right, your phone number one more time?
847-406-8883.
I'm going to come back after these messages with Stephen A. Leahy, and we've got Judy in Michigan with a sore question. Before we get to Stephen A. Leahy, we got Judy up in Michigan, Mike Epping, with a question been on hold for a long time. So, Judy, thank
for
you for
hours.
What? How many?
Hours. No.
All right, let's not get cute here, Judy. I got the dump button there, sweetheart. I could dump you just as quick as I brought you on there. Let's have a little respect.
Wow. All right, I love you.
So do I. I love you, too.
Okay, so my question is, I recently had a sewer backup, and the plumbing company gave a proposal to, they took care, you know, they fixed everything and put a new, cleaned it out and stuff, but they came with a proposal to replace the whole line, which the insurance company approved, yay. My question is, should I have them do it now in this kind of weather, or is it better to do something like that in the spring?
Honestly, it really doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's just basically up to you and the company that's going to be doing it. You know, it's not been cold enough for long enough to really, you know, have a problem with a really deep frost line right now. So if they do it relatively, you know, recently, you know, do it soon, no problem at all. Mm-hmm. We dig all winter long.
If we do get to the frozen kind of ground, then it's better to wait.
Yeah.
And they probably would anyways, right?
Yeah, they'll probably want to.
Where in Michigan are you calling from, Judy? How far up?
I'm sitting on the bluff over in St. Joseph, Michigan, on the lake, watching people walk their dogs.
All right, so you get that low pressure zone. You get blasted with the snow and all that stuff, right? Right off the lake?
We do. We've got a little bit overnight. We probably have 2 or 3 inches, but it's not bad.
Yeah, that's
nice. Little Christmas
dusting.
Snow. I like that.
2-3 inches. Judy's like,
but I think by Christmas it's going to be gone.
Okay. Yeah, it might melt. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, we're supposed to get in the 40s.
Well, Judy, if you were down here and you have plumbing problems, you call Mike, but call a trusted professional up there, okay?
I have. They're very good. They're very reputable. I think I'm going to be good with them. So.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay. But I might text you guys about some questions about insulation and stuff.
Yeah, please do. Roy's here. Roy, do you go to St. Joe's?
No, sorry.
It's a little too far.
But we can answer your question, Judy, because maybe another listener has the same concerns.
So what's your... Okay, I understand. Probably need to get the attic roof stuff done. But what about the insulation in the walls? My walls are like freaking freezing. You open your cupboards in the winter and, you know, you get a cold blast. And what do you think about the insulation in the walls? And I have a brick home.
Well, that's probably a problem and should also be addressed. But again, that's why we need to measure and identify and find, because we always, you know, of course, my windows feel cold. That doesn't mean that's the problem. My walls feel cold. Yeah. Air's going up through there. So if we can stop the airflow, so that's really a tertiary. I mean, the number one is the attic. Number two is the basement. And three and four are doors and windows and walls.
So here, I have a question. So, Judy, one thought could be your rim joist around your perimeter is actually what's making your walls cold. So, Roy, any insulation company could have access to that and seal
a
at least
rim
the
joist.
Yeah, so that's the perimeter around your foundation of your house. So they could seal that, and that airflow could be, it's like a channel, it's a chase. So that cold air could be climbing up through there into your walls. You could have insulation in your walls. It's just, well, it's a brick house, so it's might be built a little bit differently. But that could be a possible solution, opposed to pulling drywall. And I know there are some companies that do that, but that's a pretty big endeavor.
It's RIM, R-I-M, yeah, Judy, RIM joist.
Yeah, I recommend.
Is that at the bottom of the house?
That's at the bottom of the house.
Bottom of the house. You have a basement or a crawl space?
I have a full basement.
Yeah, so it's right where the basement, the foundation wall, meets the rest of the house. And if cold comes in there, which it does, it could just go up through that hollow between your brick and your drywall upstairs and just, you know. So my recommendation is to have a reputable come out and do it like an energy audit. And they would look at all your sources of energy loss. And if you have a limited budget, well, I can't do everything. Well, you might start the rim joist because if that's not properly insulated, it's a relatively small project, and it can have big reductions, may even solve your wall problem.
How old's your house, Judy?
Built in 57.
Okay, does that lead?
It tells us some things.
Yeah, so the insulation standards weren't what they are now.
Or nothing.
Stuff like that, yeah. And the insulation may have deteriorated. All kinds of things could have happened.
But Roy, they're not just, like, if Judy goes down there and looks and it's just regular bat insulation or just some fiberglass jammed in there, that's not really doing anything, right?
Well, it's not doing much, and it's such an easy...
It's a filter.
To get it done right is relatively easy and quick and stuff, so it's worth doing right down there.
Do you have relationships with anybody in your industry in St. Joe's, Michigan area?
Possibly.
Okay, so you got a definite maybe, Judy. So, Judy, hang on. And here's another, you know, you said during the beginning of your call that every time you open your cupboards, cold air comes out, right? So another solution.
It's cold, yeah.
Right, another solution is don't open your cupboards until May.
You can sell the house.
Wait a second. It's a secondary fridge, guys. I think you're missing the opportunity here. Judy, you can put stuff in there that you want to keep cold.
All this valuable information. We should all be on salary.
We'll just repurpose it.
Is part of encapsulating a crawl space, is that the time you should really then look at the rim joists?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if you have a crawl space, a dirt crawl space, that needs to be encapsulated for all kinds of reasons. But, you know, starting with, you know, insulation and the air movement and things like that. So we just ran a call yesterday where they needed the crawl space encapsulated, they need the rim joist insulated, and they need their attic insulated.
Ooh, that's a pretty penny.
And you're dealing with solving all kinds of problems, air quality and
that's
things
outstanding.
Like that.
All right, Judy, we got to hit a break here. Please hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. 3-1. I'll tell you what, put her down for two because she's got so many flipping problems up there. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a bag of pros, call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, and sitting over there at Mike 3 is Stephen A. Leahy waiting to talk. And Steve, coming out of the break, we're throwing it to you. One of the best parts of driving down up and back with Steve is when he gets in and out of the car, right? Because
it's an event.
I get 30-minute tutorial on how screwed up the IRS is on the way down here and then on the way home.
Yeah, just like is it like a 101, 102, 103?
No, it's literally just a one way, right? Okay. It's 101 to a graduate level course. Wow. And I just sit there nod and try to dodge people.
First,
I'm not, hold on.
Anybody that knows you.
I turned your microphone
off. That's awesome.
I'm not done talking.
Yeah,
he muted him.
Yeah, I just turned his mic. Nobody wants to hear what you have to say right now because I'm rolling. I'm on a roll. So I just nod my head and I'm like, if there could be a commissioner of the IRS, President-elect Trump should call Stephen A. Leahy. He'd fix it in about 13 seconds.
Okay.
All right, Stephen, you're back.
I like the way you did that because that's exactly what I was going to say. You think that you could keep your mouth shut for 20 minutes while I talk? I don't think so. I don't think that's even possible.
No.
Okay, so you're not sitting there.
Tell us what the IRS is doing right now.
Hold on. But I have control over everybody.
I have 15 minutes. I mean.
I have control over everybody.
How am I going to fill that time? Because they don't do very much
right. They don't do anything right. Got it.
Not very much.
You see it every single day.
Every day.
I see it every single day with the mishigas that goes on with lending rules. And that's why I can't wait until Sandra Thompson, who runs the Federal Housing Finance Authority, gets her pink slip on January 20th when President-elect Trump...
Danny Werfel, the commissioner from the IRS, same thing.
Okay.
He's going to be gone.
This individual, I'll tell you on my side, horrific for homeowners since April of 22 when she took the helm. It has been an absolute poop show with her running the things, and it's cost listeners billions of dollars in added payments over the past 2 years. Stephen A. Leahy.
So I say Danny Werfel from the commission, he's been terrible for business owners, right? They always talk about targeting the big guys. Oh, we're going after the billionaires. But what they don't tell you is that everybody in between there, they're getting caught up too. And one of the biggest things about the IRS, and everybody, we all heard about the $80 billion, and they're going to hire all these people. And that's true. They are hiring a bunch of people. But the real problem is with AI and their computers, their information technology system. They have upgraded that system to such a point that they are tracking everybody real time. And if you own a business, you're used to have maybe every April you'd have some, you have to do your tax returns, and you had some input with the IRS. Now the IRS is going to be all year round. You're going to get notices. You're going to get there because they're tracking everything you do. If you miss an estimated payment, if you don't send a 1099 that you're supposed to as a business owner, right? If you hire an independent contractor, you're supposed to send them a 1099 at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't, you're going to pay a penalty, right? Or if you don't collect their Social Security. I have a guy now, he had 200, he set out 200 1099s. And the guy that he hired to send them out only put the last four digits of the 1099 on the 1099, sent them to the IRS. He got a bill for $250,000 because if you don't have the Social Security number of that independent contractor, you're supposed to withhold. It's called backup withholding, 24%. Of whatever you paid out. So if you paid it all out and you didn't do the 1099, now the IRS is coming after you for the 24%.
Wow. Right?
So these are the things that used to be overlooked a lot because the IRS didn't have the backup in the people to look at everybody's stuff. But now it's all electronic. So, for instance, if you get a 1099, and there's 20-some different varieties of 1099s, and so they're tracking all your income. If you...
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Why do we need 20 different types of 1099s?
Because every type has a different tax. So, for instance, we talk about 1099s miscellaneous. That changed in 2020, right? Now we have a 1099 NEC, non-employee compensation. The reason why they changed it is because non-employee compensation is also has to pay self-employment tax.
And so if you
mixed it up with the miscellaneous, they had to differentiate. Well, so they just took out that whole section and created their own 1099. So now when you get a 1099 NEC, they know, hey, you're supposed to pay self-employment tax, and now they can match electronically.
And here's the important thing, and why Steve, I get texts, why is Steven on a home show? Listen here, you're going to start getting bombed with tax forms over the next 36 days. All of them have to come out.
Most have to go by January 1st.
January 31st, right? So you're going to start getting stuff in the mail, and you're going to look at something, and it's going to have, $150 or $250, you're going to be like, oh, this is garbage, and you're going to shred it, okay? And that's not the right thing to do, because that shredding of that document that you think is just, you know, just crap.
So much, yeah.
You need to create a file.
Oh, yeah.
You need to create a manila folder to what, if you get something that says 1098, 1099, it's not garbage. You need to put it in there.
If it looks like tax docs, save it.
You need to put it or scan it and put it in a file and send it to your tax preparer.
Absolutely.
And let him or her know these are everything, these are all of the documents that you received. You have no idea why you're getting them or where they came from. But I want you to know that I received this in the mail. It looks official. It's got my Social Security number on it. I think you should take a look at it for my taxes. Because if you don't and you blow it off, here comes the freight train.
The CP2000. Okay, that's a form that the IRS will send you. And that CP2000 says, this is what you said on your tax return. And this is what we found. You didn't report this 1099. And so this is how much tax you're going to owe. And they say, well, this they're not really raising your taxes unless you tell them otherwise. Right now, it's not like a crime where you're innocent until proven guilty. You're guilty until you prove yourself innocent. And I see this all the time where people get something from the ISA and say, well, this is obviously wrong. And mm-hmm. so it's so obvious that everybody can see it. Well, they won't see it. You have to... I do all of this stuff like I'm going to court, right? So you have to present evidence, and you have to show them the documents, and you have to do the work for them. They're not going to do the investigation to determine that you don't owe. They said you owe until you prove otherwise.
So navigating, our listeners listening to this, obviously they could tell you're highly passionate, yeah. Right? Okay, just a little bit. How do they help defend themselves? How do they help support them? Like, what do they do?
Well, and again, this is what's going on in this whole, if you're running a business, you have to have someone that you can turn to all the time. Not just your tax preparer, like this H&R Block sometimes, some other company that rhymes with H&R Block.
Got right? it. They're
there sometimes just in the season.
Can I guess? Would that be H&R Block?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But a lot of them are only there for the season, right? They close in April, after April 15th.
Yeah, sure.
What happens after you get something, you call them, it's like, oh, no, you wait till next April to get a question.
Okay.
So if you're in business for yourself, you need someone that you can call and say, hey, what is this form? How do I address this issue? And then maybe some of the – so we came up with a membership program. Okay, so if you go to fightbacknow.com, first I'd say if you own a business, you should be on my email free email newsletter list. Every day we send out some things, sometimes about taxes, sometimes about, you know, different aspects of running your own business.
Life, money, all stuff. Yeah.
And so you should go to fightbacknow.com, sign up for the email. And on the top there we have for $1 for the first month, you can get in for $1. You can quit anytime you want, but we have a membership group. It's $47 a month, and I make myself available so you can ask me questions. If you get a form, you can send me the form, and I'll look at it, and I'll tell you what it is.
Nice.
And we have other benefits as a member also. But that's the big one, is that you have someone that you can turn to and say, hey, what is this? What should I do? Don't ignore it. And that's a big thing.
I just signed up. Okay. I just registered.
And that's what if you own a business, that's what you should
Dave
do.
Said everyone owns a business. We all have a P&L, right? So that's even true. Your household is a business.
You know, I wish if we had more time, maybe later in the show, we'll talk about the beneficial ownership interest report that you and
yeah,
I were talking
about.
Yeah. About
and can't wait.
That we talked about.
We'll make it sexy, I promise, to our listeners.
Actually, your car is downstairs to pick you up. If our listeners want to reach out to you and sign up for the newsletter, I just signed up.
Go to fightbacknow.com. You'll find it there. Or if you have a question, call me, 312-664-6649.
All right, we got a ton of text messages coming in here for Mike, for Roy, for Steve, and Jeremy. We're going to get to those after the break. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM. We got some text message in here. Roy, what would be the normal number of turnovers per hour in a typical home? You mentioned that there was turning over 10, 20, 30 times. What's a normal number of the air turnover in a house?
I think probably ideal number would be two or three air changes per hour in a well-insulated home.
Okay, there you go. Thank you very much.
That's not a normal number. That's the ideal number.
That's the ideal number.
That's where you want to be.
Yeah. Okay, and you're seeing?
8s, 9s, 12s, 20, 25s.
So if you could get it down to the 2s or the 3s, you're talking substantial savings in energy costs.
Energy costs, comfort of the home, whole nine yards.
Michael?
Yeah, we were talking it during the break. I mean, insulation, if you're going to spend your money in a house on something that you'll get your money back and then some, insulation. I mean, yeah. Plumbing, all the repairs we do, we can save you money and efficiency and things like that, but it's not going to last forever. Insulation is just an incredible place to spend your money.
Well, it's one of those odd ones, right? Because you don't see it. So it's like, I took all my hard-earned money and I put it into my house, and I want to be able to see that pretty tub or that tile or that shower or whatever it may be, that paint on the walls. But really, that doesn't, I mean, yes, it adds value, but it doesn't help with your health. It doesn't help with, insulation is probably one of the biggest things you could do for your home to add value.
And it's not an acute pain, like when your toilet's leaking, and I got to get to this, and it's urgent, I can put it off. It's kind of a silent thing, but people just don't relate it. Like I say, the summer when the hot, nobody even thought about insulation, but that could have cut down their air conditioning bill, could have made their home feel more comfortable.
Without a doubt.
And thank you, Mike. When you spend your money, you properly insulate your house, you're never going to have to do it again.
That's a valid point.
Insulation,
yeah, it's done.
Good insulation will last 80 years.
Yeah.
So most of us aren't going to do it twice in our life. Exactly.
Especially that foam cell stuff that you guys are using. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phone number if our listeners want to set up a consultation, Roy.
800-421-SEAL.
Just go to permaseal.net.
7325.
Okay, we'll edit that out when we go live. You want to do that again?
800-421-7325.
Okay, 3129.
Roy's been in Florida too long. He forgot his phone number. No big deal. That happens.
Joel's taking notes.
Dad on show.
Practice.
Not doing
phone
again.
Number. Okay, practice. 800-421. We call our employees tribal members.
Yeah,
okay. All right, 312-981-7200. We got a long text here. This is rough plumbing in a second floor utility room is intended to allow a washer and dryer setup, and I would like to know if it's possible to install a floor drain and basin so if the washer were to overflow, it would not damage the floor below, as there is a furnace in the room that I would like to condensate drain from the AC and humidifier to go to the floor. Can you pass that to Mike and look at that?
I think I've got the... Yeah, I mean, we can add a floor drain to a second floor laundry. I'm surprised, code is you're supposed to have one in there anyway.
This looks old.
It does?
Yeah, it looks, it doesn't look like it was done brand new. It looks like that was done.
I mean, we're going to have to open up access, and it could be expensive for access, but putting a floor drain in there, absolutely, can be done. Give us a call.
We kind of cut you short of the special that you're offering, and I want to help our listeners who have vented.
Power venting.
And again, explain what power. We crammed it into 90 seconds, and I want to give you plenty of time because it's not fair, and we're all about fairness, that only our listeners with ventless systems got an opportunity. Now we've got power vented. We want to give you the same opportunity to get a unit in here. And Kevin over there is going to fall off the chair because he's like, I don't know how we're making any money on this. So once again, how do our listeners know if they have a power vent versus not having a power vent?
Yeah, and it's really easy. If you walk in and you take a look at your water heater and you see that it's got a blower fan on the top of it, right on the top in between your hot and cold water pipes, or if it's plugged in to the wall, that's going to tell you it's a power vent unit, or the venting that attaches to the blower fan is white PVC piping. It's plastic white piping. If you've got any of those, you've got a power vent. And if you're not comfortable and you don't think you know, I mean, all you've got to do is text us pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something that I've been pushing, since we started on the show, almost 2 years ago now. And, you're literally a text away from install today. You can literally take pictures of the water heater. If you send us three pictures, we can give you a quote And when we come into your house, that will be the quote, and that's what you will pay.
Whoa, there's no bait and switch. Yeah,
I'm not into that.
I like it.
The beauty of texting pictures or emailing us pictures is we're eliminating, you know, wasted time and wasting your money with service calls and having to come out there twice.
Upsell,
I mean, we're really, really good at water heaters, everything else too, but water heaters is our
yeah, have you seen ahead. Those videos online on TikTok and Facebook where the homeowner who is a plumbing engineer calls in plumbing companies and says, hey, what's wrong? And it's just loose fitting.
Surprising,
right.
What they tell them.
It's just some loose fitting, and some guy comes down there, oh, yeah, you need a whole new system. It's $3,800. And they're like, really, why? And they're like pointing out all the stuff. You know, let him go.
And the guy's like, ain't wrong.
Well, actually, there's a camera over there, and I happen to be a plumbing engineer or whatever they are. And all you have to do is tighten this thing, and it fit, and it works. And, you know, it's like Mike Wallace back in the day from 60 Minutes knocking on your door, like, hey, you got a second to talk. And then all the blood rushes from your face when you see the camera crew. How often do you encumber that? Do you encounter that? Thank you.
Upselling by other companies? Oh, daily.
Yeah,
I mean, tens, 20, 30 times a day. I mean, we run 60 to 100 calls a day, and probably a third of those, you know, people have gotten a quote from somebody else on it, whether it be a sewer excavation, a water heater, you know, as basic as a faucet install or anything. I mean, what plumbing companies, the big plumbing companies are charging people is ridiculous. You know, we base our business on efficiency, customer satisfaction, and fair pricing. Because if you call us once, I don't want to overcharge you, and that's the last time I hear from you. And, you know, I want you to be a customer for the rest of your life. And that's how we build our business.
Got to take a break here. But where do they take the picture from, the front and the two sides?
Yeah, they're going to take one standing back, and then I need a picture of where it'll show the model and the serial number so I can, you know, that'll tell us what the size and the BTUs and all of those things. So if you can get a picture of the top, you know, with the venting and the plumbing, one standing back where we can see the whole area for the installation, and then one of the sticker. Again, the pricing for a 40-gallon power vent installed, and we're going to haul away the old one on a normal installation, is $17.95 and $18.95 for a 50-gallon.
And where do they send that picture to?
They can either email it to us at centerguardplumbing.com, or they can text it to 847-406-8883, whatever is easier. And if you don't have a camera phone or you're not able to do this, I mean, we'll come out and give you a free estimate. But normally we can do this all with pictures, and it's really efficient, very easy, and no surprises.
It's nice. Like the Earl Scheib, we'll paint any car any color for $29.99. Text away for install today.
I like that. Look at that. I thought that was pretty
clever.
Put
that on a bumper sticker.
I really enjoyed it.
I see that on shirts, maybe a triple extra large because it got wide shoulders, on a sweatshirt. I'm just saying. All right. With center guard on the
marketing
front.
Marketing genius right here.
Maybe in black because when I spill things on myself, it covers up.
Could it be shiny?
I'm always in black.
Could you bedazzle his, though? Could you put some gemstones, rhinestones?
I can do that.
Hawks, right?
Oh, yeah, he needs hawks.
Little hawks, bedazzled hawks.
Just so people know it's mine.
And maybe a star, like the Star of David somewhere on it.
No, come on. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
Instead of the O, you just put a little Star David.
He was going to say no.
You know what?
Your birthday's coming up.
Yeah. I think, my birthday's Wednesday.
Yeah.
312, your phone number for our listeners want to reach out.
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
All right, more texts and calls. if you want to come in with a triple extra large permasteel bedazzled sweatshirt, I'll wear that too.
Didn't appreciate Mike showing up because he knows his phone number.
Oh, fair. Yeah. Well, some people do, Roy. It's weird. I know. What a foreign concept. How long have you been in business?
Don't worry
Same
about
phone
it.
Number for 40 years?
He's got 500,000 clients. He doesn't need to remember his phone number. They remember
it. They remember it for him.
That's right. Billboards all over the place. Sure. Guy doesn't even know his phone number. Sure. That's a sign of success when he
that
don't even
is,
know your phone number.
I'm in Florida half the year. And I don't even know my phone number anymore.
Have a good 312-981. But he runs the show.
Yes, he does.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. More of your text and calls after these messages. 773 Texter. The Thorntons on Lake Street in Bloomingdale's is hiring at $18
an hour.
Okay, well, thanks, Mike and Roselle. Okay. Yeah. If an insulation company, Roy, 262, it's over the border there in Wisconsin. If an insulation company doesn't do a blower test, Should that be a disqualifier? Thank you. Great show. Ooh, good question.
I absolutely agree with that. You know, because too many, and I talked to some of our competitors when I was interviewing, trying to find techs and salespeople, and they would just say, no, you don't need a blower test. I've been doing this for years. I can look at it and tell you what the problem is and size the problem. They cannot. You know,
there's no science.
And unfortunately, they just say, well, you're cold. We're going to put more insulation. Most lay people, okay, well, that makes sense. But they could add six more, eight more layers of insulation and may not make any difference at all in the comfort of home or in their utility bill. And actually, as I was telling Jeremy, that can cause, when you want the problem actually solved, it's going to make it more expensive. Well, and they could be covering up problems.
And it could cause issues. Like, yeah. They're not thinking of that, but a lot of times people throw in that insulation, especially if they don't know what they're doing, and they're closing up vents, they're closing up airflow. Right. I mean, they could cause harm. Right. So if a company's not willing to take the time to investigate what's going on with your house, I would say that's probably not the right company.
And that is, unfortunately, the majority of insulation companies out there. They just go in there without measuring.
Or carpentry companies, or plumbing companies.
Yeah. Or attorneys. It's the same thing, right? It's like, I always tell people, you got to know what the problem is before you can figure out how to solve it.
And
right?
If they don't want to help and they just want to sell, don't hire them.
They can make it worse.
There's plenty of great companies out there.
847, if that plumber wants $1,795 to install a water heater, I've got a bridge to sell you. So this guy wants to sell you a bridge. 847.
Yeah, no, for a power vent power water vents. Heater. Yeah.
That's good deal.
Please shop it. You get me a quote from a licensed plumbing contractor, and I'll match it or beat it.
Okay, 847 thinks you're full of crap. So 847, why don't you give Mike a call? What's your number?
847-406-8883, or if you want to send us your number, I'll call you on the way home.
No, I got it.
I'll come to your house.
I got the number right here. You're going to call.
Yeah, no.
I just want to know what kind of bridge, like for ants.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Hold on, 815, what type of bridge are we talking
about? Yeah, exactly. I need to know what kind of bridge.
Are we talking bridge with I-beams? Are we talking bridge with wood?
I mean, suspension bridge?
Right. Come on. I need some more detail. I got a guy that'll do the water heater for $1,795. I want to know what type of bridge you're selling.
I get it.
312-981-7200. 847. Come on.
Sure. Let's get him on the line.
Let's see what type of bridge you got. Sure. Maybe Mike doesn't want to buy it, but maybe his guy Kevin. Kevin loves bridges, and he works at Center Guard too. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. High and happy holidays. That's very
nice.
Polite.
I like that.
312. My attic was finished long ago into living space with HVAC, drywall, knee walls, etc. I have no idea what a knee wall is, but it sounds pretty cool.
Half wall.
Okay. I suspect it has little to no insulation. How do I approach this? Nothing is accessible any longer. There you go.
Well, thank you for the call. And I should mention that accessibility to attics is a big issue. We have to be able to get up there to inspect it. We have to get our crews up there.
You got tiny guys, right?
And we have, you know, when you have to, you know, suck out insulation, you have big hoses and things. So that's an issue, accessibility. So not all attics even have access to it. And so we require a 2-foot by 2-foot opening so we can get up to inspect the attic. Now, once we get up there and say, oh, it's living area, so they're probably is a good size access to it, but the walls are covered, and they may be right. There is no insulation up there. Unfortunately, the only way we can do that, the walls have to come down. It's
drywall. There's two options. I don't want to say unfortunately. Please. There's two options. One is actually if the roof is old, that is one way to do it, right? Mm-hmm. And if not, then it's drywall, right? So it's just a way out. If you're on borrowed time with your roof, that's the time. Just pull it and then fill it that way.
So we had, in my old office, when we had an office, we had about a 3-foot-high wall.
That's a knee wall.
Okay, with a shelf and then the windows.
Yeah.
Okay, and we had a freight train of cold coming through, so I called the management company. They sent the spray foam guy out who cut 3-inch in diameter holes and just gunned it and then patched it back up. Is that something that could be an option instead of taking it all down?
Well, that gets back to the wall insulation, and there's when you just start pumping stuff into wall cavities, you don't know where that's going. It's going to be effective or not.
It's a roll the dice.
It really is, so that's not the surest way. Joel will tell you, he did his when he needed roof replacement, and when the roof was off, that was very easy.
It's the best
great time to access it.
So for that listener, you do a blower door test, you take your cameras, you'd identify those spots. It might just be in a few areas. It could be actually from a corner that's making that area cold, right? In all potential, right?
Okay, but regardless, we're going to need access to it.
So. That's when you call us, right? Yeah. So we work together rather well where it's, hey, we need the drywall removed. We need you're going to come in, do your stuff, and Jer, we need the drywall put back and painted.
Yeah, we would put it on the homeowner. Yeah. We'll just tell them, and we'll give them your name.
Yeah, no big deal.
It's a long bridge, so I don't know what that means.
Said it's a long bridge.
If you have a picture of the bridge that he wants to sell you, we'd like pictures, at least diagrams.
I mean, maybe he's misunderstanding. I mean, that includes the water heater. That's not just labor.
He might be thinking it's just a water heater, not a power vented water heater.
I'm sure that's where he's thinking.
Is he thinking it's too cheap or too expensive?
No, he thinks it's way too expensive.
Way too expensive.
And honestly, that's an absolute bargain for
that. 847, we'd like some clarification on both what your challenge is, what you're upset with Mike about, and also we want to have a conversation about your bridge.
He's just a bridge salesman.
No.
Maybe that's it.
I'm into long bridges. Okay. I mean, I could be in the market for a long bridge. Good morning from all from Isabella in Forest Park. A great place to eat near Forest Park is Salerno's restaurant. Great pizza and pasta. So thank you, Isabella. 312-981-7200. We got a quick one, 30 seconds before the break. 630. Whom does David Hochberg believe is financially responsible for remediation of the South Side industrial wastelands? It's very simple. The people that polluted the land. It's really that simple. If you had a factory on that land that's still in business, and guess what? We're going to clean it up and you're going to pay the bill. It's really that simple. I don't know why this is so difficult to figure out. You've got brownfields out there. When I was in the scrap industry, same brownfields since 1992 when I was in the scrap industry, for gosh sakes. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 312, thank you for the text. 312, keep them coming. This is David Hochberg, Home Sweet Home Chicago, with more text messages, plus Cheryl in St. Charles. Hey, I'm doing a crosstalk here. Can you guys keep it down? It's live radio. See the red button there? See the red light? That means we're on. For the love of God. What? We'll be back after these messages. Love your show. If my kids are authorized users on my credit card and I take them off that card, will it affect their credit scores? Well, if you have great credit and they have terrible credit, it will impact their credit scores. If you have great credit and they have great credit, it should not impact their credit scores a lot. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. So thank you, 847. Hope you enjoyed that the answer to that question. 312-981-7200. Mr. Leahy, how long should you keep tax returns? Thank you, Byrne in Chicago.
The return statute expiration date is how far back the IRS can go. Generally, it's 3 years. They can go back 6 if there's some fraud involved. If you haven't filed, they generally go back 6 years.
I received this for 847. I received a letter from State of Illinois that I owe taxes from 2018. Very good year.
Yeah.
But I had moved out of state. Now I'm back in state and have multi-state taxes due. Can Mr. Leahy help, or is this only for business instead of personal? Do you only help businesses?
No, I help. I help personal individuals, I should say, right? Because they have tax problems too, just not as often. Right, because
that's a good point.
Because you're a W-2 employee, they're taking their money, and you generally don't owe. But if you start taking money out of your 401k or something like that, you're gonna run into some tax
or
issues.
Some mild inheritance that you thought or something, and you took it and you didn't realize what was happening.
I'll give you one. Maybe you send all of your stuff to your accountant, and your accountant misses something and sends it in, and you write a check, and then you get a letter like a week and a half later saying, "Oh, by the way." Yeah. There was a miscalculation.
Sure. And how many people check their mail anymore?
I do.
You do, because it's in the mailbag section.
Correct, because it's sponsored by Senator
Very
Plummer.
Good point.
Very good point.
You got to check your mail.
My God, he's getting two for one there. So I then take a picture of the letter to my guy, Tony. Hey, Tony, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he's like, just write a check.
Yeah, I made it. Well, people are still human, right?
We mentioned this too, that, you know, even if you owe the state of Illinois and you move out of Illinois, you still owe the state of Illinois.
Don't. Yeah, Roy, there's no chance there. You can't run away.
Yeah, Roy's like, I moved to Florida. I don't have to pay Illinois tax. No, they're still coming.
No,
for
they're
you.
Still getting you.
312-981-72. Especially if you own a house here, Roy, still have to pay real estate taxes.
What?
Yes, I know.
What?
Damn it.
And you got to remember your phone number. No, you don't have to remember your phone number. That's perfectly fine.
Beating the dead horse.
You will never hear that again on any type of rejoin ever.
Well, do you remember when Roy fell over?
Oh, yeah, he almost killed himself.
Literally, almost made it out the window, right? That's why there's a harness behind me, just to check. It's like Foxconn.
He was doing an anniversary special, like he always does, and he almost fell over, and this could be the last year of the anniversary special, right?
There goes Roy.
Well, as long as we're going to keep expanding the story. Why don't we? I fell out. I grabbed the ledge, and there's a flagpole hanging by the, the fire truck.
You
had
almost Superman.
So you guys only tell half the story.
You're right. Well, we didn't want our listeners to cringe. That's why.
Thank God to the Chicago Fire Department for bailing you out. It was amazing.
18 stories up.
The helicopter, way better story.
Helicopter rescue was kind of like Air Force One with Harrison Ford with the zip line where they zip from one plane to the other. That's real.
That's
312. Yeah, that always happens. 312-981-7200. Cheryl in St. Charles. Question for Mr. Permaseal.
Hey, David. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to comment on the water heater and the guy saying that's ridiculous price. I got a quote. I had to get a new heater on Thursday of this week, and I first quote was $3,400 for a standard water heater. I ended up getting installed for just around
$1,700
for standard. So
there you go, Mr. I have a bridge to sell.
Well, and, and that's a standard water heater. That's not even a power vent.
Exactly.
So I mean, this is she got a normal price for $95 on a normal water heater, and I'm doing that with a power vent.
Hey,
I mean,
Cheryl, can I ask you? Did you contact Permaseal or did you contact CenterGuard for a quote for your water heater or no?
I did not. It was kind of an emergency situation.
All right, bye, Cheryl. Thanks for calling.
No, we're good. We're good, Cheryl. I'm sorry.
We're kidding.
Quick question. What would you charge? What could I expect to pay for a water softener with a carbon filter if you were to install that?
That would be tough. There's a lot of things that go into that. So what I would ask you to do in that situation is to take pictures of where you're planning on putting it. You know, are you replacing one that's already there, or is this a new installation?
It'd be a new installation.
Okay. So what I would need is like a picture of where the water comes into the home and where you want to put it, because, you know, different pipe sizing has a tremendous effect on the cost, you know, whether it's 3/4, 1 inch. And sometimes a water test, we could send someone out and do a free water test for you, and then that way we can dial it in and actually build the softener and the treatment system to your actual home's water instead of just a general brand that you would buy at a home center that's just set for, you know, random.
Hey, Cheryl, I got to hit a break, then I'm going to bring you back to ask Roy your question about insulation, okay? I got to hit a break or else I'm going to get in trouble, all right?
Yep.
All right, so hang on, please, Cheryl, 312-981-7200. I live in trouble. That's all I'm saying. I don't need any more. 312-981 here at WGN. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. There has been a John Williams sighting. The king is in the house.
No way.
Yes, the King John is somewhere in the building. It would be nice. A little Jewish guilt going here. It would be nice.
Just to show
if
up.
If you would just come down to Studio A. You have me on my show. I want to extend the invitation to the King to come on to Home Sweet Home Chicago. It'll be his first appearance ever.
Huh. Four years. Well, then, come on.
It would be nice,
John.
Come on,
John.
Let's keep it sloppy like it is. This way we roll. And that's Jewish guilt. It would be nice. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and fold the line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. Cheryl, you've got a question for Roy about installation and cost for estimation, I think. That was your question.
Correct. I got a small ranch interested in what I can start budgeting for the average price for a rib joist, and then also the attic insulation.
Hmm. Rim joist and attic insulation on a small home. How many square feet, Cheryl?
Probably up in the attic, probably 1,000 square feet.
Okay. And your total house is what, about 2,000 in St. Charles?
It's a ranch.
It's a ranch?
So
it's a ranch. It's about 1,000 per level.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's probably worth $850,000 in St. Charles right now, and you're paying $16,000 in property tax?
I wish.
Am I close?
I wish.
All right, there you go. Roy, what are you looking at, buddy?
Well, the good news is you can stop budgeting because we give free estimates. So if we can, then when we come out to give you the free estimate, we will determine how much work you need, if any. And then we will give you an exact figure, and you'll know how to budget it. And so, like I said, you might need rim joists down in the basement. you might need the whole attic, you know, what's up there removed and air sealed and new insulation, or you might not. So rather than worry about it and things, I would strongly recommend, and I was trying to delineate some of the great reasons why you should have your attic inspected anyhow, because we uncover all kinds of problems there when we do the inspection, but you can get all that done for free, including the blower door test, so which is a $350 value. So I would strongly recommend let us come out and do a free inspection. We'll give you a free quote, and then you know exactly what to budget for.
What's your phone number, Roy?
Play the jingle. 800-421-7325. Thanks for asking, David.
No problem, Roy. You got that, Cheryl?
Hey, Roy, yeah, I got that. And Roy, thank you so much. I did use you for my basement, and I have never had any water issues. So,
well, of course,
awesome.
Of course.
Well, thank you for your patronage and kind words. And yes, we still do waterproofing in case people are wondering.
Yes, you do.
Cheryl, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, and happy holidays to you and your family. Go up to Gail on line 2 in Lombard. Hey, girl, Gail, how are you?
Good. You know, I have a situation where I bought a house and my granddaughter moved in with her two kids, which is fine. He was paying rent there for a while, but then the boyfriend moved in, and he will not pay for anything. Does he have squatter rights? His mother's telling him, do not move out of that house. Do not leave that house.
Stephen A. Leahy, wow. You had a similar challenge.
That's a difficult situation because they do. If they're living there, they have rights, and you have to be very careful about removing them, right?
I'm trying to look it up on my cell phone here, which works like crap.
Yeah.
But it's... you know, if they're there for 20 years, they have rights, but not I understand it.
When do they start having rights?
I guess if you move in, if you're living there, you can't really remove somebody. It's called self-help, right? It's not allowed in Illinois. You can't take it upon yourself to move somebody out of their house. You have to go through court.
It's my house.
I understand, but he lives there.
Listen,
right?
I wouldn't mess with Gail.
He lives there periodically. He's in and out of there like a yo-yo.
Well, lock the door and don't let him back in.
There you go. You could change your locks.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Can you?
If he's not living there and he's out periodically.
Hold on. Gail sounds like a tough gal. Yeah. Okay? I wouldn't want to mess
with him. I'm not messing with him.
I'm going to Lombard. I see somebody.
Yeah, I'm a retired teenster.
I'm definitely not messing with Gail.
Right.
Okay? No shot. Okay? Anybody, I see a G and a first name in Lombard, I'm running. Okay, so if Gail, in all seriousness, if Gail's got the place staked out and this guy leaves the house, can Gail then put a new lock on the door?
Again, if he's not living there, like periodically he comes and goes, he's not really living there, right?
What's the definition of periodically?
Well, he had his own place here in town that lasted for a couple of months, and then he can't keep a job. He keeps telling everybody he's a truck driver. I just keep telling him. Let me see your CDL.
All right. So,
where's
Gail,
that's a team shot.
But guy sounds like a bum.
Gail do? I'll tell you this. I can't give you any legal advice over the radio, right?
Oh, yeah. Good, smart move.
You can't.
Yeah, okay.
Right? But I could tell you generally, if somebody's living somewhere, you can't just move them out. Now, what you're describing is some guy that you let in the house occasionally and he comes and goes.
Well, yeah,
I cannot let him
kids.
In. I cannot let him in. Don't let him in.
Right.
And if he insists on coming in, I call the police.
Yeah, you're trespassing.
Yeah, I've had the police out there three times.
Okay.
Wow.
So
they asked me if he's got anything there at the house.
And if he's,
I said, yeah, he's got a basketball and a pair of shoes.
If he's bothering you, then I would get an order of protection. So he can't come within 500 feet of your home.
Have you spoken to a real estate attorney, Gail?
No.
Okay, I think you need to speak. Would that be good advice, counselor?
That's always good advice.
Okay, we will introduce you... Patrick, please introduce Gail to David Schluter, and Dave Schluter will follow up and help you out. And if you want to hire Dave, you could hire Dave. He could just give you some advice. Is that good, Gail?
Perfect.
That is the good advice.
That is good advice.
Who would I call? Dave Schluter.
Same.
All right. High five to the Teamsters there, Gail. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, 312-981-7200. Ed in Palos Heights. Ed, you had a question about in-home health care. Ed, you got to turn your radio down.
Thank you.
All right. Hang on. We'll put Ed on hold until he turns his radio down. There's a podcast of the show that will download in about an hour after the show that Ed could pick up and listen to. Ed in Palos Heights. Is that better, Ed?
Nope,
you're still on. Okay, Ed, turn your radio off, buddy. We'll go to Roy in Glen Ellen with a cold base with a cold bedroom. Roy, how can we help you? Ed, we're going to come back to you after we talk to Roy. Hey, Ed.
Roy.
Good afternoon. Yep. Good afternoon, David and team. Thank you for taking the call. Really enjoy your show on a regular basis. In a nutshell, what I've got is a frame home in Glen Ellen, two-story, three bedrooms. It was rehabbed completely with, you know, new electric, new drywall, new plumbing about 11 years ago. It's forced air heating. What I've got is a closet in the master bedroom that is an ice box, and the rest of the room is heated with the forced air vents, but there's no vent going into that closet. So it's so cold, like around this time of year, it's cracked the plaster or drywall and paint. So what I'm wondering is, and the attic above there is insulated. The bedroom has one of those, when they rehabbed it, they put a coffer ceiling, So that's all got blown air insulation over it. The closet itself that I'm talking about, that area, I don't believe it is insulated, but I talked to someone recently and they said it's, insulation's not going to solve your problem.
Hey, Roy, real question. So, real quick. What's underneath that bedroom?
The front door hallway. This is like an Oak Park frame style prairie home. You know, you walk up the front porch, you walk in, you know, a little bit of a foyer, then you got your living room, and then your, you know, goes back to the kitchen. No, gotcha. Three bedrooms upstairs.
What do you
gotcha,
think?
Right?
What do you think? So,
well, you know,
does it make sense to put in a small electrical heater?
No,
you know, that has a in the closet, because the closet has electric. There's a receptacle, or there are forced air vents in the bedroom. Someone else mentioned maybe you run a line off of one of those forced air ducts into the closet.
Okay, hey Roy, we got to hit a break. So hang tight. We'll come back.
Yes, sir, I will.
Okay. All future callers, if you could get to your question within 45 seconds, that would be great, so we have time to answer them during the segment instead of coming back on the other side. So Roy will answer Roy's question after these messages. 312. Look at that, Steve Ailey.
Hey.
That's political. That was pretty smooth.
Hey, it was smooth.
312-981.
Especially when you call it out.
I know. 312, politely. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. Roy, okay, so we got the whole layout of his home in Oak Park. We got the we know exactly what it looks like. What would you recommend to Roy? Roy,
well, just drawing back big picture, insulation is meant to retain the heat there. Okay, so if you're not getting any heat in the room in the first place, it's not going to solve the problem. You want it to be warmer in there. So my recommendation is to call an HVAC person out there and see if there's any way he can introduce heat into the space. And guys are kicking around the solutions here.
Yeah, they were saying, we were also looking at, hey, you could put louvered closet doors in. We actually had a texter say the same thing. So that's your lowest cost solution, because HVAC guy, who knows, might try to sell you a brand new furnace if it's a poor company, right? So yeah. Louvered doors would be a simple solution. See if that works. I just said, leave your door open.
That's the cheapest solution.
Leave your door open, right?
So you weren't a big fan of the...
Am I on the air?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. All things that I have thought about, leaving the door open, it's so cold, it makes the bedroom cold then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the HVAC challenge is, I did talk to somebody about this. So, well, it's a floor vent in the master. To get it into the closet, well, you got to tear up your hardwood floor, you know.
Do you have hardwood floor in your walk-in closet?
Correct, yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Hardwood floor in both rooms. Got it. Okay, I wasn't sure if it was carpet.
Yeah.
Got it, okay.
Well, we'd be more than happy, Roy, to come out and evaluate your insulation and check
for
air leak and stuff. We can do that. So
that's what led me to that little heater, like those electric heaters you put it in. And I think I heard that on Lou's show one time or whatever.
Sure.
But so who should I have come out from the group? I mean, is it more of a Roy thing, or is it a...
We could have Lindemann come out as well. I mean, we could have Lindemann...
I think it's cool to actually have PermaSeal come first. They could identify clothes, like you could thermal scan, you could do your blower door test, identify it. So I would say recommend call PermaSeal first, and then they come up with a plan, and then maybe it is Lindemann for heating and cooling.
Or maybe Sarah Leonard.
Because then you could sell your house. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Yeah, the other option is just sell your house.
That's the issue. I don't want to, like, patch up this closet and put the house up for sale because it's just going to freaking crack, you know, the next day it gets cold. You know what I mean?
Makes sense.
So I do want to solve the problem if it's doable, you know, for a price.
800-421-SEAL. S-E-A-L. I took that
away from Roy. Thanks for your time. No. I'm sorry I went on.
No. Okay.
Thank you.
We love rambling phone calls. So three. Hang on, Roy.
Thanks, Roy.
312-981-7200. 312-981. I thanked him.
Okay.
Adam Palos Heights, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good to hear you guys.
Thank you in advance for your succinct and quick question because we got a minute before the break.
Yeah, a quick question is I have a caregiver coming in 3 weeks, 3 days a week I pay out of pocket. Do I have any exposure, any liabilities with Uncle Sam?
I missed the question.
Oh, he has a caregiver coming in a couple of weeks for 3 days a week to help him out or help somebody in his home out, and he wants to know if he pays him cash. Does he have any tax liability or the caregiver have any
tax
liability?
No, you don't have any. You could pay somebody with cash. It's up to them to report it.
It's right. Okay.
I get that a lot.
That's the answer I want to hear.
People ask those questions about, I have a maid come in and she cleans my house. No, but if I'm not a business, I don't have to send them a 1099.
Yeah.
So if I'm a business, then I'd have to send them a 1099.
Hey, Ed, how much you paying? The mortgage business has been kind of slow here. with rate tension towards 8. I mean, what type of work you doing?
She's pretty cute,
Well, how do you know Dave's not Ed, cute? I mean, he's kind of a cute guy.
I've been known to be a looker, Ed. I mean,
eyebrows are sharp, David. Yeah. I like it.
Hey, you guys have a great holiday.
Hey, thank you, Ed.
All right, Ed, hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product.
You know, David, I like you, but...
That was a little shot.
I was going to point out, so that last caller, what he said about the cold closet and then getting those renovations, we've seen some projects where they open up an exterior wall and just don't button it up right, and he could be having a welcome mat of cold air just rushing through there just from something that wasn't caulked right. It could be a nail hole, a pinhole that's just driving cold air into that space. So
our thermal cameras will probably pick that up.
Thermal cameras will totally pick that up. Yep. So I love that idea.
312-981-7200. Epping, why does the hot water tank need to be power vented?
It doesn't.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. It's just that's what was put in your home and was designed for. It can be, you know, it can be switched either way, really. We have people kind of go back and forth sometimes. But if you have a power vent, it's much more beneficial for you to just stay with a power vent.
Here, yeah. I got a question. So this was probably 2 months ago we talked about it. So you had an old furnace. They upgraded to a high-efficiency furnace. They kept the same stack. And then you had your hot water heater or your water heater move to that flue, right? It still stays to that flue. And that's not code.
No.
So,
you need to drop a chimney liner for that situation. Yes.
So that would be the event. Now, if I wanted to solve that, didn't want to do a chimney liner because that's pretty expensive, I would solve that solution with a power vented.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So you can save the money, you know, by not having to put a chimney liner in and put that money towards a power vent water heater.
Any customer that or any listener that's out there that had a high efficiency furnace put in, didn't, and their water heater is running to their furnace line still, it's probably a good idea to check that out.
Yep, definitely.
Yep.
Okay. And Lindemann would definitely, we refer them all the time for that.
Got it.
Question for you with, if I wanted to put a water Silcox.
You just wanted to say Silcox.
I know.
I just knew it.
That's his favorite word.
He
got the big smile before you even said it. Yeah.
I had a process that I make sure I didn't.
Where can I insert Silcox into this conversation?
Got it. You've been to my home.
Yes, absolutely.
I've got a spigot Silcox on the northeast side of my house. Northeast side of my house. And it's not near my garage. And it's a major pain in the rear end. I got to run 100 feet. I got to run 50 feet. No, I got to run like 50 to 75
Dave,
feet.
Dave, you should probably just sell your house.
I know I
should. Okay, okay.
But my wife would have another thing to say about that. Plus, I got a great rate. I'll never get it again. So how difficult is it to install a a spigot on the inside of my garage or on the outside of my house, closer to the front of my house, so I don't got to run 50 to 75 feet of hose in order to get to where I want to do to water the front of my house.
Yeah, I would say the easiest thing to do would be to have your favorite plumber, Dan, come out to your house and survey it and take a look. And if there's access, you know, we put it, it can be in the garage or on the outside, whatever you prefer.
There won't be. That house is buttoned up with closed cell everywhere, just as a by-the-by.
Okay. Well, everywhere. Maybe we'll dig a separate well line next to the house, and then we can put a spigot pump in for him. Yeah. While we're talking about spigots, I just want to tell everybody, remind everyone, take your hoses off your outside spigots, please. I mean, I don't want to take the money to repair it come spring. So make sure that you take the hoses off your spigots.
If you were a listener that signed up for Mega's preventative maintenance plan this season, we took them off for you and took a picture of it and sent it to you saying, hey, your hoses are now disconnected. So
that's a great service. Yeah,
so we did that because that is one of the number one leading causes of floods in the winter.
Hey, Teresa, if you're listening, go take
please,
the hose
yeah,
off.
Please take your hoses off. And if you're not home and you're already snowbirding for the holidays, call someone, ask a neighbor, please check to make sure that my hose is disconnected.
Because what happens is, like my father-in-law, he went to Florida last year. He came back, he had a $10,000 water bill, and his basement, his furniture in his basement was flooding.
Oh, yeah.
And
it
floating.
Was floating.
Right, it was floating.
Little pool.
So, because he didn't do it. 312-981-7200. We got a short distance here. I am one of the people that moved from a 3% to a 7% mortgage when chose to move to upgrade home a couple of years ago. People don't realize how major impact on budget and life is. In my view of 6 to 7 plus is medium-term mortgage view or longer. Not, I don't know what the hell this means.
That's okay.
What's the view of people do?
He's asking for help. Really, hey, what do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
Money's
tight.
If you sell your house today, you will have made a ton of equity on your home over the past 4 years. And that equity is going to then be put down on a new home. But the problem is you're going to leave a 4, a 3, a 2, and go into something with a 6 or a 7 or possibly 8, depending upon where you're at. Obviously, the mortgage rate on a 2, 3, and 4 is going to be greater than a 6, 7, and 8. And plus, if you're buying a bigger home, typically your real estate taxes are going to be bigger. So what do? You have to plan accordingly. I mean, that's where it is. 312-981-7200. We got an insulation question. Dot in Lombard. We're huge in Lombard today with the latest.
It's cold in Lombard.
It's cold in Lombard.
Just in Lombard, though.
That's it. 312-981. We'll see if Dot's a Teamster, too. That sounds like a Teamster name. Dottie. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Last 15 minutes of the show coming back after these messages. Dot in Lombard, how are you?
This works up.
Hi, great.
How can we help you?
I have a 77-year-old brick house, which has been expanded over the years to incorporate the original brick garage that had a laboratory behind it. So somebody, the previous owners, connected them through a breezeway. The breezeway is now our family room. I have no insulation in the back bedroom now of this laboratory, and I need to have insulation, and I don't know how I can get insulation into a brick garage.
Roy?
Well, are you talking about just in the walls is what you're talking about? There's no above in the attic space above the garage,
attic space,
correct?
Has been beautifully insulated. My husband did that before he lost his legs.
Okay. So I think there are, we can inject foam into the gap between the brick and the drywall. It's not, we don't do a lot of that because, unfortunately, there's no telling. There could be mortar, it could be boards, or all things, obstacles. So it may not, you know, coat all the walls, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the injection simply for that reason, and because it's kind of like the boy with the finger in a dike, and you stop it, and you fill this cold space here, or the cold could still come from other spaces.
Where's
the
foam going? You have no idea.
Yeah, so it can be done. It's just not a fail-safe solution, but that's, if it's coming from the walls, that's about the only thing you can do.
Well, I just turned in, so all then I need is your phone number, and I'll call you this week.
Okay, there you go, Roy.
See, everybody's trying to challenge me.
I know. Yeah, there's okay. No pressure. Well, Doc, could you please not ask Roy questions?
You can Google that. I mean, come on. 800-421-7325, and thank you so much for your call. And
thank you.
And send our best to your husband, Dot. Hang on for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product. Carol and McHenry, question for Mike for Center Guard Plumbing.
Yes, real quick. I disconnected my hoses, and on the inside of the house, there's a shutoff valve. I shut off the water on the inside. Do I now open the spigot to get the water out?
Yeah, you can open it up if you want to. It'll drain out. If it's installed properly, they're supposed to be pitched downward so that the water should run out of it, and then go ahead and close it again.
Okay.
But obviously, it might be frozen today. So, you know, yeah. It's a little too cold to do that. So this coming week, when it warms up, I would just go out there and open that up, let it drain out, and then turn it back off.
Okay. I will do that. Thank you.
Thank you for your call.
All right, Carol, hang on for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product of your choice. Man, so the ladies are representing today.
Big time today.
Absolutely. That's fantastic.
It's probably because of you. You just bring the charm.
Yeah.
You know, I could tell.
Steve, somebody's not happy with
you. You're kind of a ladies' magnet.
Not happy with me?
I get that.
Is it my wife?
No. Tax advice was criminal. You pay for household help, even if in cash you report it on Schedule A of your tax return. Also pay employment taxes. Even if you are not in a business, you are an employer.
So that person clearly doesn't like money.
For one thing, you're not really an employer, right? It depends what you're doing, right? It depends how... I don't want to argue tax law with somebody who's probably a tax lawyer.
I think we should. Go ahead, take this person on.
You know, if I have someone come into my house and a safeguard comes to my house, do I have to...
Center guard. Unless he had a name change of his business.
Center guard.
Not yet.
My apologies. But if he comes to my house and does some plumbing, do I have to send him a 1099? The answer is no. I don't have to send him a 1099. I'm not a business myself.
Okay.
And so it's business owners that are required to send 1099s.
Take that, 847. All right. We got the last couple of minutes of the show. Let's go around the horn here. Mr. Leahy will go with follically challenged the most, and you're
reverse.
And you're the top of the list there.
Reverse follically challenged.
Here's what I will say. Stay tuned for the John Hansen show afterwards, because I'm going to be on that show too.
Let's Get Legal?
Let's Get Legal.
Let's Get Legal.
And you can ask me some questions on that, because that's a legal show. You could call and ask legal questions.
This texter at 847, they could just call in to that show say, hey, this was terrible.
And tell me it's terrible.
Spend 2 hours just yelling at you for
that. Please do. That would be great radio.
There you go.
Yeah, that'd
be great radio.
That would be awesome. Hanson would love it.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. Tell John I said, hey. Okay, Roy, if our listeners want to reach out to you, Steve.
Go to fightbacknow.com, sign up for my email, free email. It's a daily email, so go there now, right now. Sign up, right now.
Roy Spencer?
Please, let us come out and inspect your attic. The EPA estimates 9 out of 10 homes have inadequate insulation. We see all kinds of things that old insulation deteriorates and is in bad shape, could be a health hazard at your home. So take advantage. It's a great offer, including our $350 blower door test we'll do for free because you're listening. So please give us a call, 800-421-7325.
Look at how proud he is when he said, if the listeners could see how proud you are.
I got it,
say your number. Look at me.
Joel.
Nailed it.
I'm still the man. All right, Mike, say goodbye.
Hey, just wanted to reiterate our power vent water heater special. Normal installation, supplying the water heater, installing it, hauling it away, the old one, for $17.95 for a 40-gallon, and a 50-gallon power vent for $18.95. Happy holidays, everyone out there, and we appreciate your business.
And if you don't believe that and want to sell a bridge, give Mike a call. We're all interested in accumulating bridges over the holidays. It's great real estate. MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
If you have any home questions whatsoever, we work with every sponsor here on the show, so you could call, text us 24/7. If you don't know our phone number, it is 847-658-8989.
89.
Yeah, Roy's just, I get it. I was just proud that I know it, right, Roy? Happy holidays. Feel free to give us a call. Any questions, anything you need.
Happy birthday, Dave.
Thank you.
On Wednesday. Happy birthday, Dave. Yeah. Should we sing happy birthday
to
you?
Okay. Special shout out to, you can, but not right now. Special shout out to Derek and his wife, Lisa, who texted in, moving back to Chicago from Puerto Rico after living there for 10 years. They got a situation here. They need to buy a home quick. Going to introduce him to Schluter, introduce him to Sarah. We're going to get him pre-approved all the way from Puerto Rico.
I hear there's a house available in Forest Park.
I hear there's a house available in Forest Park.
It was four bedrooms, two baths.
Four bedrooms, two baths. Call Mary Ann Kearney at 630-606-1012-3.
And if you want to, there's a Salerno pizza right there.
Yeah, there's a Salerno pizza restaurant. Yeah. Exactly. All right, we got to take a quick break here, then throw it over to John Hanson.
The news is next. We're done.
The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Thanks for listening, everybody. Go Hawks. And have a happy, healthy, and Merry Christmas, everybody. We'll be back next weekend.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Stephen A. Leahy from OPEM Tax Advocates. Mike Epping, Centerguard Plumbing, and Joel Spencer from PermaSeal. For additional